since Dustin's not here, do you remember back way, way at the beginning when he had us bring haikus?
Yeah. Wait, so I missed that episode, didn't I?
I wrote a haiku, and since he's not here, it's for Dustin. Here's my haiku. This is for Dustin. He likes to haiku too, in honor of him. I have a spot in my
That's
notebook
good.
For haiku.
That'll be a nice surprise for him.
Yeah, he'll like that.
He likes the haiku too is only six syllables.
Isn't likes to? He likes like a.
No.
What?
It's just the one syllable.
He likes, he likes to haiku too, yo.
Like
he like us.
Like
okay, I thought that too, but okay, I'm gonna rub that in Cheyenne's face because I was she had me convinced because she's a lot smarter than me, so I just trust her.
Oh,
how the turntables
have turntables.
Welcome to our first episode of our Pop Culture Month. We finish our Killer Corp bracket. You hear our blubber about Flubber and many other movies. We play our trailer game. We talk about superheroes fighting. We answer some fan questions and a little bit more. Stay tuned.
To the Dale Podcast, episode, what is this, episode 23?
Mm-hmm.
Joined here by Rocky. That click was him. Will. Will, that laugh is Will. and then we got Mark here.
Yo.
And then me, Jeff. Jeff I. You guys, so we're starting here. We're episode 23. I'm going to start us off here. Should we just dive right into the finishing this bracket here?
Yeah.
So I've volunteered with the co-counsel for Shy to take over Jason Voorhees as my client.
Uh-huh.
And I will fight on his behalf.
I'm still representing Pinhead.
Yep, Will still has representation of Pinhead. And so Mark and Rocky will be judge, jury, and executioner on this decision.
Did I tell you guys that I watched Hellraiser since the last one I was on?
Oh, cool. No. Cool.
It was amazing.
Isn't it great?
It's not what I was expecting. Dude, so,
Mark,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Second one, somehow, even fucking better. Like,
I just like, my expectations were subverted just because I was expecting, oh, it's the Cenobite show and la 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 la. And it's not. It's a great, like, story.
Yeah, it's a great, yeah.
This is my formal wear.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I'm going to have to give it a watch.
You must.
Yeah. The first two, you guys, one and two, you're good to go because I tried to, I couldn't even get through part three. If that's any indication, the drop off quality.
I've heard they are pretty dicey past two, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, let me start off with my opening case here.
Okay.
Let's adjudicate hang on now. We got to discuss what's on the docket. We're finally going to resolve the matter of who is it? Pennywise versus...
No, Pinhead Pennywise? From Hellraiser. Pinhead the Hellraiser.
Pennywise died last
Pinhead, time. Pinhead Hellraiser versus Jason Voorhees. That's what's on the docket. Marcus is my co-justice.
You look like you work at a meat department.
Now, my co-justice, as you can hear and see, my co-justice is rude and should not have been appointed to this court because of his malfeasance and his harassment of me continually about my attire. But at least I show up and I give a damn about what I look like in the court. My co-justice is wearing a red t-shirt and that's all. So, but, and we're here to finally adjudicate the matter of who is it again?
Jason Voorhees versus Pinhead Hellraiser.
That's right. That's on the docket.
His name isn't Hellraiser.
That's his family name. Pinhead
Hellraiser.
Pinhead R. Hellraiser. Richard.
Okay. Opening statements now from the representative of somebody.
Okay. Let me start off. Jason is an unstoppable force. How are you going to kill him? He's been killed many times and keeps coming back. You can't drown him. The only way to kill Jason is to absolutely, absolutely incinerate him and obliterate him. And unless you have the power to do that, then there's no stopping Jason. And I'll just hack and slash you up to bits. That's my case.
That's your opening
statement. Does the Is this undisputed, or does the counsel for Mr. Hellraiser dispute those facts?
I dispute those facts. I mean, I think we can all attest to how Jason is a powerful figure of fear. However, Pinhead has never been killed, as far as I know. I did the cliff notes for the other sequels I never saw. So he's never been killed, period. So the whole idea, sure, it's an impressive feat for a man to come back from the dead. That's an impressive power. However, Pinhead is so much more beyond that. He hasn't even died once. So he's up beyond death, so to speak.
Okay.
That was my opening statement.
Mm-hmm. Opening. Okay, so we got what's your evidence that either side would kill the other?
Okay. So Jeff's first, right?
I mean, now don't talk to me don't go switching up accents like that. Stick to an accent or get out of the court.
My apologies. I had something in my throat.
Well, I think that, I mean, I would just get my machete and I would just kill you and I would just slash you out to bits and throw you in a bag and hit you against a tree and, you know, just do Jason type stuff.
Are we in kangaroo court? It appears my opponent suddenly doesn't really care about this anymore. And so
I've never seen the movies.
You've never seen Friday the 13th. You haven't seen a single one. You haven't even seen Freddy versus Jason.
I think I've seen maybe 30 minutes of that one.
Jeffrey, God, how have you not seen any of them? There's like 20.
I would advise the part of Jason to look into malpractice suits against his counsel for not researching of his client's case, but that's not nor there.
I've seen the movies. I know what your client's capable of. I know what my client's capable of. Even if somehow Jason had the physical jump on my client, it wouldn't really matter. There's nothing Jason could do that could possibly be of any consequence to my client, Mr. Pinhead.
I move for a mistrial.
What?
On what grounds?
On the grounds that Jason does not stand a chance against Pinhead. And I don't want to lose.
Stop the count. Just stop.
Well,
He's a formidable foe. I don't know how I would defeat him. To be in all honesty,
Shai's gonna be so pissed.
Oh my God. We also must consider. I think that this is coming from the counsel for Jason, but he has informed me that we have a number of individuals that have cast their vote for Pinhead as well. And now, while they do not have any authority over the court, I might consider their opinions because I don't really know what I'm doing here.
Oh, is that the Instagram?
Hmm.
That's it. Instagram.
Oh, we had multiple votes for Pinhead.
But I think me and my co-justice will discuss the, I guess you could call them arguments from the counselors.
There certainly was words.
Who do you want to win?
I would argue that it's Pinhead, honestly, you know?
Well,
there was a point made earlier where, like, Pinhead hasn't died once, you know? So,
yeah.
Death adds up.
Mortal weapons can't hurt him.
And then, I mean, the counselor for Jason essentially moved for dismissal based on the assumption that he would lose. Well, I think this is grounds for a summary judgment in favor of Pinhead Hellraiser, the second. And that is in line with the public policy of Instagram. So, Pinhead it is.
There we go.
And the counselor for Jason will now be executed. That's how our legal system works.
After the podcast, I go in the bathroom and shoot my brains
out. People don't read. People don't read.
Hi, Jeff.
That's how it goes.
All right. That's law.
Law.
Gavel, gavel, gavel.
Mr. Pinhead.
Case adjudicated. And we're done.
Should we move on to my blubber about flubber?
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. That sounds fun. What is that?
So, I'm sure you've all seen the movie Flubber, correct?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
So, something that bothers me about that movie, that I don't know why it bothers me so much. So, you know, I'm sure you know, he went through all this trouble to create this sentient rubber thing, you know, that's like a super rubber. And he, you know, because he wants to like be like the crazy inventor and like win a prize or something to win a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And something that bothers me is that he's created two sentient AI robots that float around and can access the internet. And yet, why hasn't he brought those things in to get a scholarship from those? Because those are highly advanced robots that are have AI that he built himself. And I don't know. It just bothers me that he's going. I mean, that he doesn't put those guys in, or the fact that he's got a flying car. You know,
But those aren't good enough for a prize.
But those aren't good enough, yes, to get a sentient rubber that makes him super jumpy and bouncy and be able to, like, dunk a basket or when he's playing basketball or something, you know?
Yeah.
That movie's really, really weird.
It's absurd. Yeah,
think about it's absurd. It's so weird.
I've seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah. Mm.
Who do you think would win in a basketball fight? The Flubber guy or Air Bud?
Oh, Air Bud, no question.
Air Bud.
He would come back in a sequel and then win.
Yeah. What if they put the flubber on Air Bud?
On his nose or on his paws?
On just all of him. They just
covered him in flubber.
Yeah.
It's like throwing a bouncy ball in a small room.
Yeah.
Well, I had a like Canadian accent. A small room.
Small room.
So yeah, that's my blubber about flubber.
Oh well, I am.
You should
now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, you have the same idea as me, Rocky.
That
we should make this a segment about a thing in a movie that bothers them.
Yeah.
It's the same as what was the other thing that I had? Like, that was like my probs with Bob's. This is similar to my probs with Bob's, like that Halloween Christmas thing I had with Bob's Burgers.
We should do this segment sometimes and always call it rubber. What was it?
Blubber
about flubber. It should be blubber about flubber, and we should just talk about something stupid in a movie or something that doesn't make sense. Just that to get it off our chest, have a nice discussion, then somebody else does theirs. Like Rocky's about to do his, and then I was gonna.
Oh, you have a movie too that you have something to fresh with,
and I think Rocky does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one too.
Yes.
Let's. Okay. Well, my gripe. What came into my mind was still about flubber was that they're jumping like super high in that movie, and everyone's like, "Wow, they're good at basketball," and not like, "What is happening?
Like, what the hell?"
But.
They were jumping 7 feet high. Yeah. What the fuck?
And they're just like, wow, this team is great.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that part.
Yeah.
But
they got much better.
They must be spring training. What is that?
Spring training.
Speaking of that, I got.
Yes.
I was speaking of spring training. Because I don't know what it is. I was hanging out with somebody, and she was like, "Ooh, the stadium." And I was like, "Oh, for like sports?" She was like, "Yeah, that's where the Cubs do their spring training." And I was like, "Oh, I don't like football." She was like,
"It's baseball."
She was like, "It's baseball." And I was like, "Okay."
I like sports. I don't care who knows.
And I was like, so that's the one where they hit the ball. Or is that the one where they carry it? But
yeah,
so yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but back to my movie gripe. I hate that in Back to the Future, he goes back in time to
this is the first one, right?
The first Back to the Future, yeah. So he goes back in time. Mm-hmm. He leaves from 1985 where his dad is like a loser. His like he just has a crappy life. He goes back in time. He gets his parents. He almost fucks it up, obviously. Mm-hmm. Then he gets his parents to bang. And he changes things so that when he goes back to 1985, his dad is a successful author and his life is awesome.
Yeah, he has a new car.
Yeah, and he has a new car. But they never talk about the fact that he has all these... His past is from a future or from a version of 1985
mm-hmm.
that he didn't go back to. So when Marty...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right. So that's the Marty McFly... Up. The Marty McFly that left at the end of the movie to continue or to sort of resolve the loop. So he sees himself go back in time again.
Right.
That's a different guy with a different life that grew up with a dad that was a successful author that yeah. was not the Marty McFly from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And that guy goes back in time to the 1955 that Marty, the original version just left. So when he gets there, there's going to be two Marty McFlys. And then this, our Marty McFly just stole this other Marty McFly's life.
Holy shit.
And they never bring that up.
That is messed up. That is.
They never bring it up. Yeah, it's super.
That is like the thing. That's
like Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Yeah. I was just going to say, that's like the thing in Rick and Morty that's kind of messed up. That in like episode 7 or 8, they fuck up the world so bad that they decide to try to find an alternate because it spread. It was like tons of universes where this happened, like where they fucked up the world. So they try to find one.
Everyone turns into those weird creatures.
Those creatures. And they finally find one universe where nothing bad happened and they don't know why. So, but they're like, hey, that'll be good. So they go to that universe and them coming in through time, coming out like back into that time period, they accidentally kill those versions of them in that universe. So they kill them and then take over.
No,
so
what happened was there was at the very beginning of the episode, Rick goes, hey, hand me that screwdriver because I need to do this. And Morty's like, no, I need your help. And then that's when they Cronenberg the whole world. And then in this universe, it's the exact same thing. He's like, hey, hand me that screwdriver. And he goes, okay. And he hands it to him. And then when he does what he was going to fix, it kills them both. And then that's when they come into that world.
Oh,
and
right.
Take over. And he's just like, hey, we only get like 5 or 6 of these left. So we need to like, you know, be very careful.
And they bury the bodies.
They bury the bodies. Yeah. And the thing is that Morty has a conversation with his now his sister, but not really his sister, like sister in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells her, he's like, straight up, those are our corpses out there.
Yeah. I'm not like your brother.
I'm not the Morty that you grew up with. Like, not the same person. That means that from now on, after episode 7 or 8, I forgot which one, for the rest of the show, technically the ones that we meet, the family that we meet in the first 7 episodes, they're all dead. Those people died.
You never know if each episode is the same Rick and Morty from the same universe. Each episode can be a completely different universe for all you know.
Yeah, it just depends on... But anyway, so they fucked up. They destroyed the universe. Like, they destroyed the universe. And then the people that we've been watching, all the family members from the first 7 or 8 episodes, they're actually dead now, and now these are different versions. So,
yeah. And in Back to the Future, as far as, like, the original timeline's concerned,
mm-hmm.
Martin McFly died. He just disappeared somehow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He went to go hang out with his weird professor. Nuclear physicist friend who got shot, and then Martin McFly is never seen again in that original timeline.
That's crazy.
He's just... God,
because it's not
up.
Like that universe collapses.
Yeah,
it keeps going. But that was what happened in that universe.
That's a gripe. I'm like, why don't you talk about that?
They should, if they ever did a part four, that would be the, that would be cool if that was the plot. Like it was about that.
Yeah.
Mark, Will, do you have any gripes?
Yeah, just a really quick one. And I know you guys are probably going to start nodding your head because you remember me talking about this back in the day. But in Spider-Man 2, there's a scene. Oh, yeah. There's a scene where, okay, so Peter Parker has been trying to not be Spider-Man anymore because he wants to actually get with, you know, Mary Jane, you know? And like, so he's like just Peter Parker right now, right? And then Harry Osborn makes a deal with Doc Ock to get him like this element that he needs to make like his new like reactor or whatever. And he's like, you need to bring me Spider-Man. So James Franco or Harry Osborn, he's like, bring me Spider-Man, you know, bring him to me and I'll give you your, what you need, your money and your elements or whatever. So Doc Ock goes to find, so he's like, how do I find Spider-Man? He's like, well, I know Peter Parker takes pictures of him. So go find Peter Parker, bring him, you know, interrogate him. So he goes to interrogate Peter Parker about where Spider-Man is. And he does this by throwing a fucking car at him into a diner at Peter Parker. So he doesn't know Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
So for all he knows, he would have just killed.
He's just a guy. So he announces his presence to interrogate him alive by throwing a fucking car at him through the window. And he was by the window. His seat was with Mary Jane was by the window. That makes no sense.
Yeah, he throws a car to some at someone for all he knows is just a normal guy. Dude. He needs
who he needs information
from. And they put that in the trailer. I remember it looked like a really sick scene because there was no context. You know what I mean? I just thought it looked cool. Like, because we didn't know that. Who knows? Maybe Doc Ock did know that was Spider-Man. That would make more sense because that from the trailer, they just put that scene in the trailer. And we're like,
cool.
Spider-Man 2.
Slow-mo.
And then the movie happened. I watched the movie. And I loved the movie. But that one part, I was just like, that is fucking stupid. Why would he do that?
That is stupid.
Anyway, so that's that's a big gripe.
Yeah, I hate that. That pisses me off now that you say that.
Even though it's such a badass looking moment from a special effects standpoint. But I can't help but think it out. This makes no sense. Anyway,
what do you got, Mark?
Mine, I always come back to, and is the only time in recent history that when I saw this movie in theaters, when they cut to credits, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Was Alien Covenant, because like the last five...
I like that movie, but...
It's got its moments, but...
I don't know. I liked it more than...
The last 5-10 minutes of the movie where it's revealed that it's not Walter, it's been David the whole time.
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked the switcheroo. But also, he proceeds to regurgitate like three different facehugger embryos. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, nobody was onto you. You had pockets. What is going on here?
Yeah. Yeah, why did he take over? Wait, is it just so like they don't bother him? Or like, why did he? Yeah.
You know, I've never seen it.
I've never seen that,
I don't think.
Oh, well, it's so...
Well, it's the sequel to Prometheus. So,
yeah.
Zoe and I really like that movie, dude. But Mark, Zoe and I are like, one of our favorites is Resurrection. We watch Resurrection like all the time.
Resurrection's amazing because it's set far enough in the future to where it's not like, oh, we have to be faithful to X or Y or Z.
It's freaking weird too. Anyway, we don't have to get on tangent about aliens. But anyway, but that's you're right. That why did David go through all that trouble?
He had pockets.
He didn't have to make the captain into a one. He could have just been friends with them and just got on their ship.
The Billy Crudup's character is like, I know what the devil when I see him, David. And he follows him downstairs. I'm like, what are you doing?
Billy Crudup.
Oh, stupid.
That was Dr. Manhattan, by the way, Rocky. Billy Crudup. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right. Anyway, so.
I've only seen Prometheus
Prometheus isn't terrible. It's just, it's not very well. It's, you know what? It's entertaining despite the writing. I'll say that.
It gets better every time.
Interesting film. Certainly not a good film.
Certainly not a good way.
Damon Lindelof can do no wrong.
He is so bad. I don't know.
Careful.
Dude, his movies.
Watchmen.
Watchmen's
probably one of his best ones.
Yeah, he's better at TV. But his in that movie, Prometheus, the only thing I really remember about that was when they were running away from the falling ship.
Right, and she ran in a straight line.
Yeah, and I'm like, that just... There's no tension there for me because I'm like, they don't have to do that. I feel like the instinct of when like something big is going your way is to not outrun it. Like, you don't run directly away from
a building,
like a baseball if it's thrown at you. You try to get out of the way.
You try to get out of the way, yeah.
Like, I would make the argument that her character in that movie is the daughter of the richest person in the solar system and used to everything kind of matching pace with her or moving out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but there's another
good
girl there too.
I like that, Mark. That's a good, you just like patted over.
Yeah, let's do, bad it's writing. A socioeconomic metaphor, bro.
It is.
Just so used
to.
To
work and move out of the way. I stick by that.
Then explain why the new Mimir Pace's character also doesn't get out of the way. Yeah, what is it? Give us your analysis for that.
Well, she's clearly just an idiot. So
okay,
yeah. Cool. Sometimes a blue curtain is a blue curtain.
There you go.
What do you got for us, Will? About
Okay, so I just wanted to bring up. Did you guys hear about Mike Pence? So Mike Pence has been totally like MIA during this whole thing.
Yes,
it's like he's been totally gone. But then he suddenly, his first thing that he does, he comes out. Okay, so there's this organization. What was the organization, Mark?
I think you're talking about the Pfizer vaccine. Yeah,
yeah. So they came out with, they revealed that they had developed a vaccine that was actually 90% effective. And so, which is a huge step. And so right after they make this announcement, Mike Pence comes out of fucking nowhere, like jumps out of the bushes and says, yeah, that was really great that Trump did that for you guys and made that.
Project Warp Speed.
We did it. We did that. And they weren't even involved at all because they didn't take any actual money from Trump.
What credit were they trying to angle for there?
That they were part of the coalition of, like, that's... were in charge of those, like, including that particular research group.
Yeah, Pfizer came out after the fact and was like, no, they weren't involved with this.
They weren't involved at all. But for some reason, you can just see, like, they're trying everything with this election. They're trying even, like, taking credit for stuff that they didn't do so that public opinion would sway or something. But immediately the guy comes out and he goes, that didn't happen. You didn't give us money at all. You can't just do that. You can't say, like, that's mine. We helped you. And it's like, yeah, you didn't. We tried to get your help and you didn't.
Mother told me I had to be more assertive.
Okay. Yeah. So, like,
we got more. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say this whole thing with the election. It's like a lost Charlie Chaplin film. It reminds me of that. Like, Charlie Chaplin might have made a movie like about this exact scenario back in the 20s, like with the kind of goofy shit that happens on their end. You know what I mean? Like, it's so goofy.
I get really big Arrested Development vibes, like the four seasons landscaping company. Yeah. Like, come on.
I thought that wasn't real when I heard about that. I thought it was real, dude.
It was like by a sex shop.
I don't understand why they decided to go there. Like, I get they made a clerical mistake. Oops, we booked the wrong four seasons.
They didn't want to admit that.
The fire extinguisher and the yellow hose.
Yeah, back in this back alley. No, but they didn't want to look like they fucked up, but they actually called more attention to it by just pretending like everything was fine. If they had just said, don't do that, we're not going there.
No.
We'll just postpone it. We'll just postpone it a couple of days and go at the real venue. They decided to just go ahead and do it anyway, so they didn't look like they fucked up. But it's like, we know you fucked up. There's no fucking way that you would take it. You would have the rally here. It's like, there's no way.
Yeah. Like, no one thinks that you meant to do that.
Yeah. So they called more attention to, they're so stupid. They're like a bunch of bumbling, like Marx Brothers characters. I don't know. It's just, it's really weird.
There was a funny bit on last night's John Oliver where he was showing something Rudy Giuliani said in Pennsylvania where he was like, "Do you think we're stupid?" And then it cut back to John Oliver and he was just like, "Yes." And there should be time for a joke here, but that's it. Yes. They're like, yeah.
They're all like, dude, they're all like red in the face and like there's like veins and stuff. These fucking people are just like, including Rudy.
Speaking of, like, Rudy Giuliani, by the way, went to NYU law school, which is one of the top law schools in the country. He's a fucking idiot. So anytime,
he's got money. That's how it happened.
Like this, there's a big deal with the top law schools and like a lot of people, a lot of like law firms just don't want anything to do with you if you weren't like if you didn't go to those things, because they're like, well, the if you're smarter then you go here, and if all the other law schools are subpar and that's where the stupid people go. I'm like, dude, look at the people coming out of those. Like Rudy Giuliani went to one of the best law schools in the country.
You can tell he's just completely sold his soul. You know.
Yeah, and totally,
they've got it, dude. Lindsey Graham coming out in support of this conspiracy, like,
did he?
I'm like, dude, they have, dude, Trump has something on Lindsey Graham. Somebody has something on Lindsey Graham. Like, there's no way that, I mean, and Ted Cruz, like, Trump has personally insulted Ted Cruz's wife, and he's just coming, like, yeah, sure.
He also said that Ted Cruz's dad killed JFK. I'm like, what? How do you?
Which is 100% true. And then Ted Cruz ate his dad because he's a Zodiac killer.
Ate him with barbecue sauce.
Yeah, because that was a theme of the Zodiac killings, cannibalism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, mainly barbecue sauce.
Well, you didn't know because there was
barbecue sauce at every scene.
Sweet baby Ray's.
That's weird. It's like,
oh, the BBQ killer.
Yeah, no, that's when the cops are just like, ugh, I hate the weird ones. Like,
turns out they're just eating McRibs over at the scene every time.
Yeah, every time they always have a McRib.
If that's someone's gonna serial kill, like, if anyone's listening to this that is considering going into that field, don't. But if you do, make it just strange. Like, have weird signatures. Like, leave a McRib at every single.
Like, so we start to formulate theories about, like,
extra pickles.
Did McDonald's, like, wrong him in some way?
Is this,
was
like,
a former employee?
Is this protesting the McRib coming back or being angry about
it being
not
gone
coming
in
back?
The first place? It
did
being
the,
gone in the, first
did the person that you killed not buy you a McRib when you asked them to?
And every, just, so every murder is just you asking someone to buy you a McRib, and if they say no, you kill them. So that's the only.
Yeah, because the profile is his first kill was when he was a young kid, and he was like, "Let's go to McDonald's. Let's go to McDonald's." And his mom was like, "No, we have food at home."
And this is all in black and white, by the way. All of the.
The flashbacks. The first part of his life will be in black and white.
McRib killer.
McRib killer.
Should we move on?
Anyway.
No, I think we should make this podcast now about speculating wildly about the fictional McRib killer.
I think I know what this episode is going to be called.
McRib.
The McRib killer. Maybe. We'll see.
You guys want to play the trailer game?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, get your papers out. Get your pens out.
Oh, shit.
And label 1 to 10.
And do we just raise our hand?
And so what I want you to do is you write down your answer, and then at the end, I will ask you all what your answers are, and then we'll go over what the answer is.
Oh, that is so much better. That's great. I like that.
That way we're not blurting it out. So you'll write down what your answers are. We'll listen to it.
And just leave them blank if you can't.
Yeah, so what we're doing, I'm doing 1 point for the movie, 2 points for the year.
Okay.
Whoa. 2 points for the year?
Yeah. And no cheating. I'm trusting you guys.
That seems like it would be reversed, but
yeah, but whatever.
Arbitrary.
It's like law school grading.
Hey, let's just do this, okay?
But
one point for the year, 1 point for the movie, okay?
What year? Year of the movie coming out, or year of the trailer dropping?
Year of the movie coming out. Year of the movie release. Okay, here's the first one. Time if you can hear it.
Doesn't it ever wake you in the middle of the night? The feeling that someday they will pass that foolish law and come for you and your children. Take you all away. It does indeed.
Oh.
I feel a great swell of pity for the poor soul who comes to that school looking for trouble.
Okay. You guys hear all that?
Yep.
Okay. Now you have that for your answers and everything?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think it is? We'll start with Rocky, Will, Mark.
Backyard Sluts, 1992.
Yeah, he won. We're going to go with the game now. He just won it all.
I have no idea what that movie is. I have no idea.
Are you being genuine?
Yeah, zero clue what that movie is.
Okay, Will?
X-Men?
Yeah, 2000. Okay. Okay, Mark?
I had X-Men 1999. I thought it was in the 90s.
It's actually X-Men 2 in 2003.
No! That was my second answer.
None of you.
A little bit. Sorry, guys. Nobody got that one. Okay, you guys ready for number 2?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
It's a reverse big store. Doesn't matter if we win, as long as the casino loses. Which means that we have to rig craps, blackjack, slots, and roulette all in our favor.
Jeez, could you make it any more complicated?
Okay. You guys have a movie? You guys have answers?
Yeah.
Okay. What, Rocky?
Is it Ocean's 13?
Yep.
2008?
Okay. What do you, Will?
Be Ocean's 13, 2009.
Okay. And Mark?
I said Ocean's 11. 2000.
You fool.
I've never seen any of the Ocean's movies.
Really?
So you each get 1 point for correct movie, but not for correct year. It came out in 2007.
Oh.
Mark said Ocean's 11.
You and Will both said Ocean's 13, though.
We get the points.
Yeah, you both get the points.
Yeah, I don't get the
points. I'm objecting to that.
I don't think so.
Trying to give me points, huh?
Here we go. This one might be a little bit harder if you haven't seen the movie. Here we go. You ready?
You ready for your meeting?
Yep.
Knock him dead, all right? I'll call you later.
You know what I want to do? I want to take off that robe and...
Why are you not at work, George?
Oh, no, I got fired.
As soon as we can get back on our feet, we'll come back to New York. But right now, my brother's offering me a job, and Atlanta's the best place for us to be.
Any guesses, you guys?
I feel like fairly confident.
I know the actors, but I can't.
Okay,
I
can't Rocky, somebody. Do you have any guesses?
Paul Rudd.
The film is Paul Rudd.
Okay, any guesses, Will?
I had Bill Hader.
That's people.
I know.
Rocky's closer, at least.
We're giving you what we can give.
Okay, Mark.
Is it Wanderlust?
Yeah.
2002? No.
Ooh,
I should have known that. I should
two more
have
years?
Known that.
10 more Damn. Years.
2012?
Yeah.
Well, half of it. Nice.
Wow. If I don't hear a clip from the dick scene, then I don't know what the movie is. Because scene where he goes with my dick, like in the mirror, that was the funniest shit in the movie. And that's the only thing I remember about it.
Okay. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
This one's probably going to be an easy one, so we'll give it to you.
It's changing over there. There's a storm coming, Harry. Just like last time.
The Ministry of Magic wishes to make an announcement. Dolores Umbridge, as High Inquisitor, will address the falling standards at Hogwarts School.
Things at Hogwarts are far worse than I feared.
You guys have all have it.
Yep.
Okay. Lay it on me, Rocky.
It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, 2000... Shit. 8?
Okay. Will?
No, 2007.
Order of the Phoenix, 2007.
Mark?
I had Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
The year?
2004. I don't know.
Okay, well, Rocky got the right year, but the wrong movie, and Will got them both.
Damn.
It was Order of the Phoenix in 2007.
Was it?
Yeah, when they were talking about Dolores.
No, you got the wrong movie. I'll give it to you because you got the right year.
Oh, but I thought she... was a wild guess. Shit.
So he gets a point?
Yeah, no.
Okay. No, that's cool.
Hey, you're in the lead. Don't worry.
No, I'm just barely, though. That Wanderlust thing really broke me.
Okay, here we go. This one might be a little easier as well.
You woman?
It's 8:15 a.m.
It's 18-year-old Scott.
If you want a promotion, you gotta earn it.
Did I tell you that Parkin tricked me into having a drink at 8 o'clock this morning?
Unless your boss isn't sexually harassing you.
See if this thing is working.
Oh! I can make out our little friend right there.
Okay, you guys probably don't have it already.
No.
Rocky?
Horrible Bosses 2013.
Okay, Will.
Horrible Bosses 2010.
Horrible Bosses 2012. I don't know.
2011, you guys are all around it. But you all guessed the right movie. So good job.
What was the year?
2011.
We were all around it. We were circling it.
Yeah. See, I told you the years are harder. Okay, here's the next one.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from the furthest corners of the world, where the dark arts still hold sway, I present to you a man who has unlocked these mysteries.
Okay, any clues?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Give it a shot, too.
Yeah, I'll give you this. That was enough. Okay, Rocky, what do you got?
The Illusionist.
Okay.
I don't know the year. 1984.
Take a real guess.
A 2006.
Okay, Will?
I had Illusionist 2005.
Okay, Mark?
I had Illusionist the year 2000.
Rocky, that was a good guess. You all had Illusionist, but it was 2006, and Rocky guessed it right.
Oh, shit. I guessed Illusionist because I was like, that sounds like Edward Norton.
That's not a very good movie, in my opinion.
It's no Prestige.
It's no Prestige. It's no Prestige.
I was going to do both of them, but I thought
boring.
You know.
Have you been following us?
You saw my car, I saw your legs. Now look, I ain't stalking y'all, but I didn't say it wasn't a wolf.
He's got charm.
Is there anybody in this place you could vouch for to give me a ride home?
Fair lady, your chariot awaits.
Okay, any guesses?
I don't know who he is, but I'm trying to remember the actual name of it.
I have an inkling.
Okay, give you five. Yeah. Four.
It's stressing me out.
Let me go first.
No, because then I
don't know. Hang on, let me. Whatever. Death Car.
What year?
2007.
Okay. Yeah. Will.
Death Proof. 2007.
Yep. Okay, Mark.
I also had written down Death Proof. 2007 is what I said too.
Nice. Good job.
Death Car.
I want to see that movie.
Here we go. Here's the next one.
A kung fu master is prepared to train hard. Move fast.
Incoming!
Be brave. And above all, be ready. For anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Rocky.
Kung Fu Panda 2007.
Okay. Will.
Kung Fu Panda 2008.
Kung Fu Panda 2009.
Kung Fu Panda 3 2016. Oh! Oh!
What? No! That sounded like the beginning. Like yeah, the X-Men trailer.
Your grandfather wanted you to have this photograph for your collection.
Who is Augustine? Grandma?
Jonathan is traveling halfway around the world.
You my translator?
Forgive my speaking of English, Jonathan, as I'm not so premium with him.
Okay. I'm gonna stop it there. Rocky, what do you got?
I hope this is right. Everything is Illuminated 2005.
Okay, Will.
Oh, shit. Well, Everything is Illuminated, but 2004. That actually sounds more correct.
Shit. I wrote Wes Anderson movie circa 2000.
Well, Rocky had it spot on.
Nice.
It was Everything is Illuminated 2005. And here's our, I try to pick some that were like, you know, some, you know, here and there. These are all in the 2000s.
Victoria, for your hand in marriage, I'd cross oceans or continents.
You're funny, Tristan. Oh, Tristan, a shooting star. Oh, beautiful.
I'd cross the wall and I'd bring you back that one star.
You can't cross the wall. Nobody crosses the wall. Now you're just being silly.
I do.
It seems we have ourselves an agreement.
Why, may I ask, were you trying to cross the wall? I might ask you the same thing.
Should I keep going? Do you guys have it?
I think I know what it is.
Okay. What do you got, Rocky?
Stardust 2005.
Okay. Will?
Stardust 2006.
Okay. Mark?
I just wrote, don't cross the wall.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. What year did Don't Cross the Wall come out?
1998, apparently.
No. I remember that. Oh, yeah. Those very similar movies.
Don't Cross the
Wall. Came out in 2007.
Oh, it had Michelle Pfeiffer in it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Robert Downey Jr. as a gay pirate.
No, Robert De Niro.
That's right.
Robert Downey thing. Jr. Okay, I have a bonus one, a bonus trailer worth 5 points.
Oh.
If you want.
Okay. Let's do it.
Probably okay. Hard one. So right now the score is at, Will is at 9, Rocky's at 8, Mark's at 5.
All right, 5.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm with the 8 Rights from Washington, D.C. You guys are hard to find. Why no social media presence?
The music is shared live. It's time and aggression. You gotta be there.
Sorry guys, we gotta clear out. You follow me?
And then it's over.
Okay, you ready? You have all the everybody ready for this? Mm. Okay, Rocky, yeah. What do you got?
Green Room 2012.
Okay.
Green Room 2014.
Okay.
Anton Yelchin movie. Undetermined here.
Jesus.
Never seen it.
It's a really good movie, but they're both good. Yeah. The years are wrong though.
Okay.
Oh wait. So
it came out in 2016.
How many? Oh wait, you didn't explain how much we would get if it.
I was just
only got
either way, you guys, the years are wrong. You both got them right, so I'll just give you both 5 points, which means Will's the winner by 1 point.
Nice.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
Dude, you caught up, though. Like, it was like neck
I try to pick some challenging ones.
Yeah.
I can keep...
Honestly, I was a little cocky going into this. I thought it'd sweep. But, nope. But that's what's cool, is that, like, it honestly, like, made me want to think about, like, watching some of those movies that I hadn't seen.
Should I do this again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fun. You and Dustin's here. Dustin and Cheyenne.
So we could do one of two things right now. We could do Cheyenne had a fun idea to do a super battle. So she thought of two different superhero team-ups, like teams, and we'd have to decide who we think would win in a fight between them. you know, if they went off against each other, or I could tell you about a bunch of fun Arrested Development facts that I had accumulated over my watching of it. You guys can tell
Rocky?
Me.
I like superhero battles.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's kind
of I'm sure we've all seen The Boys, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay, and I'm sure we've all seen Umbrella Academy.
Nope.
Yes.
Parts.
No?
Seen bits and pieces.
Does everybody know all the people from Umbrella Academy and their powers?
No.
Vaguely.
I don't know anything about the show.
Sort of.
Never mind on that. Never mind on that.
We could do different superhero groups.
We could do like Marvel or DC kind of a thing.
Well, that could, yeah.
The Justice League versus the Avengers.
Justice League would win.
Why?
Superman is OP.
Justice League would win, I think.
Superman is OP, sorry.
Thor's OP too, and the Hulk.
And the Avengers have Doctor Strange. He's a fucking magician.
DC universe.
He's not an Avenger.
Oh, okay. We're not considering Doctor Strange an Avenger.
I consider the Avengers the people who are in the Avengers movie.
He is in the Avengers. He's in Infinity War and Endgame.
He's in the first Avengers movie, like those the main Avengers.
The first movie.
So
thinking Thor,
benchmark.
Iron Man, Hulk, Black Widow, Captain America, and Hawkeye.
You're the gatekeeper of what counts. As Wanda's
not an Avenger. Vision's not an Avenger, even though they live in.
I'm thinking like original, because you can't. If that's the case, you're gonna have like 50 Avengers because there's so many freaking people that could technically be Avengers. You'll have freaking Black Panther Avenger and. Like, all these other people are technically considered
okay,
Avengers.
Fine.
That's don't burden us with Hawkeye. Nobody deserves to be burdened with Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's the best.
We're talking about the movies. Why are we talking about the movies? I thought we were just talking about, like, could be any...
Because I only know about the movies. I don't know about anything else. But, okay, well, let's limit it then.
Yeah, you need to pick your parameter for your team, because if you just say Avengers, that kind of, like, is very open.
Fine, but let's limit it to people who have actually been inducted into the Avengers team, which also includes War Machine, Wanda, and
Falcon.
Vision, it could technically and Falcon. Be Spider-Man, right? Because he
there's
was
only like
War.
Five and, people on the
and
Justice
Spider-Man.
League.
Spider-Man is
that's
an
their problem.
As of Infinity War, he's an Avenger.
Well, Superman could take on most of those fools.
All right, so it's balanced because Superman's can. He's very powerful.
Do you really think a rich, resourceful, powerful guy like Tony Stark in this universe can't find kryptonite? Come on. Let's be real here.
Probably would make like a super laser out of kryptonite or something by the time he gets a hold of it. In like a night, he would somehow make like a Superman, anti-Superman laser gun made of kryptonite.
Just pull an all-nighter and have it solved.
And Batman would have gone in there and taken it from him.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. If it's Batman versus Iron Man would crush Batman with his money.
It's true.
I don't know, but Batman knows how to fight.
He'd drop a bank on him.
Batman doesn't have fucking lasers, though. Like, come on.
Iron Man can fly.
I would always put my hope in Batman to come through. For sure.
Yeah, his mom did too. Look how that happened.
Look how it came through for Rachel.
Oh jeez.
Rachel.
She blew up.
I was quoting the first one when he's like she's like on drugs or whatever. She's like poisoned and he's trying to keep her awake. And Rachel.
Yeah, I was talking about the time where she
blew up the second one.
Definitely thinking about exploding.
That was a bad rep. She got to be a better actress for like one movie and then blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Katie Holmes bunk. Total bunk.
Katie Holmes hate her, but she's just there.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, though.
That's irrelevant.
I don't know, man. Have you seen Secretary?
Oh yeah. That's a good movie. Yeah. That's a great movie. Been a tiny bit. I'd liked it a little bit more if it was Katie Holmes in the movie though. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
That's like every movie that you don't think is as hot as Katie Holmes. You're just like,
that's my standard.
I'm going to take away a star because if Katie Holmes could have played this game,
she doesn't hold up to the Holmes standard. Yeah, unfortunate.
No, I don't want this to become a thing. Katie Holmes is not my favorite.
It's weird that she's your favorite actress, and totally
it is super weird. I don't understand it.
So Jeffrey,
funny, guys.
Yes,
Jeff. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm reading. I'm trying to get the fan questions in order for when we eventually do that.
What about just one-on-one Vision versus Superman?
Okay. My money's on Superman.
Vision can phase through
stuff. It would be close. Stuff. Yeah.
Superman could fucking...
just, Vision's just, powered by just, an infinity just, stone. Just being just, real
just,
here.
Just blow through everything.
Not including Vision, because he can make himself so that like nothing can even contact him.
I know, that's really weird.
That's your argument? It's weird.
he has an infinity stone in his
forehead. If he's not fighting back, if he's just phasing through him, that's not really a fight, though.
He's still not destroyed by him.
Yeah, he can hit him, but then if he does it fast enough, he can make it so he
phases. When he's phased like that, can he use all his normal powers still? Can he just be phased and also affect, like, punching somebody? Does it work?
Well, he
only
can
one
go
way?
In and out of it really quick. Remember when he was fighting Hawkeye?
Yeah. So you're saying it all comes down to reaction time, because he does need to phase back into normal in order to swing a punch. I think Superman would see it coming.
I mean, Vision's disadvantage is that he's kind of naive, and he was outsmarted by Hawkeye and Wanda pretty easily.
Yeah. Superman's a little more world weary.
But opinion. I don't know. What about Thor against Superman? Oh, thinking about fly. Thor's got the lightning.
Questions we can ask, by the way, guys.
Okay, yeah, let's do the fan questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the first one. Okay, this is from that person that we've been texting for a while.
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt?
Here we go. Here's another fight. Here we can argue about this one because this will be a good one.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight between the anaconda from the movie Anaconda and the crocodile from the movie Lake Placid?
Oh, geez.
I'll go with crocodile.
I'm going to go with crocodile from Lake... No, wait. I don't know. Yeah, I'm still going to go with Lake Placid crocodile.
So my question would be on where's the battleground? Because if it's in a lake, that snake is fucking that alligator up.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, please. Come on. An alligator, a giant alligator, crocodile thing. What is it? A crocodile or an alligator?
It's a crocodile.
He's giant. He would take one bite out of that snake, and it would be done.
But he can't move like the anaconda.
Yeah, if the snake is fast enough, he can choke him to death and be done with it. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, but if he gets one bite of that anaconda, he can death roll like it's nobody's business. Like, he could probably fucking death roll a freaking tsunami into that lake, you know? With his sheer size.
Okay, so what's the vote?
Lake Placid.
I'm going to go with Anaconda.
Anaconda.
Lake Placid.
It's a split court.
Oh, my God.
I guess one of us will just have to kill the other.
Should I go ask my old man neighbor who he think would win?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, going outside.
Is that your tiebreaker? Is that your tiebreaker?
He's my neighbor. I could ask Cheyenne. She's never seen either of them.
Yeah, just get her gut instinct, her gut.
Who do you think would win between a gigantic crocodile and a gigantic anaconda?
Well, let's scale it down. Who do we think would win between a regular crocodile and a regular python?
Anaconda, you mean?
Whatever.
It's a anaconda.
It's still a type of snake. So a regular anaconda versus a regular crocodile.
A python is different than anaconda.
You want to start something with me?
Anaconda. My money's on anaconda.
Still?
Yeah.
The principles are the same, so I'm going to have to say, yeah, I agree.
I think we need to look up the facts on how many crocodiles annihilate the anacondas per year.
Okay. All right.
Jeffrey, why are you just like, are you thinking or what are you doing?
I'm looking up.
Oh. I couldn't see your phone, so you just looked like you were like, just staring off into like you were in deep thought about it, or you were like upset or something.
I feel really strongly about crocodiles, and it upsets me that you guys are talking so ill of them. Alligator versus anaconda. the anaconda is very danger and strong snake and have known to kill big animals like cows as tough as the crocodile.
He good animal. He has superpower. He good.
Therefore, the alligator, not a big deal to anaconda. The only defense the alligator use is its mouth for biting. This is legitimately what it said.
Who's this expert? However, who's this?
The damage of the mouth of the alligator mouth will cause cannot be compared with the anaconda's constriction. So here the anaconda wins the big margin. I hope you like reading Anaconda versus Alligator fight comparisons.
You guys heard it. Anaconda wins by the big margin.
Big one. Well, I'm convinced that we just had a credible expert weighing in. I'm convinced. I put forward that it should be.
It's at animalcomparisons.com.
I can't argue against that. That's an expert witness, so.
You can tell that they know their stuff.
Well, then I guess it's the anaconda is what it is.
It's just a fact. It's just a scientific fact.
Jeff has a real problem with it, you can tell.
I think the crocodile would win.
It would. We're going to appeal.
We're going to appeal.
We're going to appeal. Okay, here's our second fan question.
Wait, did we do the first?
That was it.
Oh, who would win the wait? Oh, I thought you were
still playing. Oh, the game.
That was a fan question.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like reading the fan question. Then you're like, actually, let's do something else first.
That was the fan question.
I thought that too. You know what my thought was? Oh, I'm gonna have to take out that part so it doesn't seem like you totally like interrupt yourself. I thought that was still the game.
Nope, that was a fan question. There's another fan question.
What, did you? Are you saying who these fans are? Are you saying their name?
I said it was that person that we had mentioned before. Remember that was texting
why can't
us
you and, say their name again?
Because I don't have their name. I just have their phone number, and I'm not going to blurt it out on the line.
Oh well, I wouldn't want you to. I'm just saying. I just figured their name would be there.
No, it's just their phone number.
They should probably put their
name. I don't
know.
They're texting
their
our line. It's an Ohio number. Okay. Hmm. Here's the question. I was wondering if I could get advice. I was considering becoming a Scientologist for a laugh, but also for real. Do you guys know anything about the church, that's in quotations, that can help me while I'm on the inside? Thanks in advance.
Okay, do you want to, are you wanting to actually be a Scientologist, or now are you like just kind of spying?
Well, it says for laughs and for real.
But they're saying, what should I ask?
I don't know. Any advice?
Hey, that's weird. So they are we helping with kind of a covert operation now by asking,
you guys know anything
giving
about
questions
the church that can help me while I'm on the inside?
That I can help like, you, but what does that mean? Help to be a Scientologist or help out?
I don't know. It's unclear.
The last part seems
unclear.
Like, that was the last one they said. Like, I'm just thinking about joining Scientology. So just talk about how much you want to clear the planet and how you've banished many, many alien space ghosts, and they'll be really impressed.
Praise Xenu.
Praise Xenu.
I think you're going to need a lot of money.
You need a lot of money, levels. So make sure you have money. Yeah. Otherwise, people won't talk to you.
And then you need an Energon cube.
And you can't be... Okay. Stop going to
you,
therapy.
And you need the cube from Animorphs that they touch to get
you
the power.
You need the All-Spark cube.
The All-Spark, yes. It's an important tenet of Scientology.
Okay, this is my last fan question. It's from another text number. They said, what is a rainbow kiss? I heard my grandma talking about it.
I'm not gonna, oh God.
Do you know Rocky?
Yeah.
No.
Because I wanna know what it is.
I don't know either.
It's like, you know Rainbow Party?
Nope.
It's where...
I know, Lemon Party.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, I've heard it called something different.
So it's old gay men having
sex. The definition on here.
Well, no, I mean, like... Well, the definition is more like... It's like cunnilingus, but like when she's on her period.
Yeah, and then... Well, okay, here's the definition. When a guy gives head to a girl, she's having her... He gets all the... And then... Or the girl gives him... And then gets the... And then they kiss and mix it around. And that, you know, that's...
Yeah. Oh, that's even worse.
Oh,
that wow!
I really should be called something more like peppermint.
Yeah, that's more like a candy cane.
Yeah,
that is horrific,
guys. Like, can we talk about how weed is going to be legal pretty soon.
Dude, I know.
That's huge.
I mean, yeah. I just wanted, I always wanted to just at least be in a dispensary. I've never been there.
It's pretty cool.
We went to one when you were
up here.
We went
to one when,
Wait, did we?
We went to one. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because he got so high.
I know.
He was zooted.
I have some funny video of you.
Yeah, I know. And I still have that long one. I've uploaded it to my own. It's a private video. It's when I was high and I was talking about you saying, I don't know, whatever.
Do we know when the law takes effect? I don't know.
They said it could be anywhere from January to April, which is dumb, but like I still know enough people that have medical, so it's not like super pressing for me, but yeah.
I was going to say I want to buy gummies and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Try those.
Edibles, that's what I would
want to do. Get some candy or some sodas, or like they have like lemonades, they have like ginger ales, they have root beers, they have like all kinds of fun like fruit punches.
That's cool.
For drinks, it's really good.
Yo.
Does it give you like a mellow kind of high or like what?
It depends on which one you get. They have like indica, sativas. They have some that are more CBD, some that are more THC.
Mm-hmm. And Oregon just decriminalized everything.
Everything. I liked someone posted on Twitter. I forgot who it was. It was just some person. They were just like, "I'd like to congratulate drugs on winning the war on drugs."
One that I posted to my Instagram that was kind of that scene from Always Sunny where it was like Arizona, Nevada legalizes weed, and then it's Cricket going into the bathroom at the bar going, mind if I smoke some PCP in here? That was Oregon.
Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed what we had. And the McRib killer is
oh yeah, that happened this episode.
Okay, this has been Dale Podcast. Thank you, Sri Lanka. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Sri Lanka. Bye.